Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Where Is Your Bars podcast. Al Rattan here along with my good friend, Chris Baker. Chris, well, we're recording this on December 26th, so the day after Christmas. I know we were talking a little bit beforehand. You're really doing your family celebration this weekend. Mm-hmm. Was it a good Christmas day anyway?
Listen, every day is a good day, but yeah, it was a good Christmas day. And today has been a good Boxing Day.
Yes. Right?
So, yeah. Our friends in America won't be necessarily familiar with Boxing Day, but in the UK and probably a lot of the Commonwealth, Boxing Day is a big day. Okay. Traditionally, it was the day when all the Christmas sales or the New Year sales started.
Right.
But yeah. I know some of them start earlier now. Right.
Boxing Day is a big day in Canada. I mean, obviously, Black Friday has taken over a lot of what used to be the big Boxing Day sale. Shifted the money to earlier and before Christmas, but it's still a big day for retailers, obviously, also in Canada.
And Boxing Day, see, I like to, like, Christmas in the UK was like family was Christmas Day, right? You had your family, your Christmas dinner and so on, and it was, you know, you'd go to church, you'd do your Christmas dinner, and then Queen's Speech in the afternoon, and then relax in the evening. Obviously King's Speech this year, I guess.
I'll watch it because I always watch the Queen's Speech.
Yeah. And then Boxing Day was more the friends. Right. So always remember as a kid, we used to have an open house on Boxing Day, and like from noon through midnight, we had like friends and coming from the neighborhood and family friends and stuff in and out. And it was a great day. I really enjoyed it. And obviously a big sports day in England as well. A lot of football or soccer as our US friends would call it, but good day. I've actually been to work today, so I didn't get to enjoy that, but Christmas was good. And as you say, we're looking forward to our family Christmas this weekend. So Friday, but it's, life's good.
Yeah. Life is good. I mean, we had a busy weekend too. I mean, Saturday we had my one son still lives at home. My other son and my daughter-in-law over because they go to her parents on Christmas Eve and spend the night and everything. So we had them over. So we did the big turkey dinner and everything like that. And then on Sunday we had my parents over and did turkey dinner and everything. And then yesterday we went over to my wife's parents' place, the big gathering. She's the oldest of 10 kids and they're all married and with kids. It's a big, massive family. It's crazy in the house. And did more turkey. And so the last 3 days I've eaten too much food.
You're turkeyed out.
Yes, I'm pretty much turkeyed out, that's for sure. But hey, you know, this is actually our, like I said, our final podcast of the year. We're coming up on New Year's Eve in a few days, and we'll start 2024. And we just sort of wanted to touch on, and before I read this quote, Chris, you know, just a little touch on the year in review. I mean, I know we started out strong with 2023 with a membership group and some. We did 12 weeks of a goal getting course and sessions with a group of individuals and just with our own personal goals that we set out to achieve this year. And, you know, I'm going to be transparent, Chris. I didn't reach and attain every goal that I set this year. However, I'm happy with the progress I made, and that just gives me some things to just buckle down and work a little bit harder on in 2024.
Right.
But what's your thoughts on, you know, if you were look back on 2023 and you know, look in the rearview mirror a little bit here instead of the windshield, what are your thoughts on 2023?
You know, it's interesting because I've been thinking about this today, really on that reflection. I know like our friend and mentor John Maxwell this week will do his reflection on the year and similar. Mm-hmm. And I was looking back and thinking it would be easy to be critical. It would be easy to be disappointed for not achieving things. But what I prefer to do is look back and think about all the things that I'm grateful for, right? And all the things that we have achieved this year, both, you know, together and individually. And when you actually sit back and look at it, there's a lot there, right? Yeah, and you say we did that 12-week goal setting program, and you know, was it as successful as we wanted in the end? No, but I think again that just highlighted to me the fact that, you know, people want change, but do they want to change? Right? Yeah. And a lot of people don't. A lot of people aren't prepared to put the work in.
That's right.
So it really solidifies the fact that we are looking for a small percentage of the population to work with, mm-hmm. who are prepared to do the work, who will give, right?
Absolutely.
But you've still got to take it. And so I think, you know, it from our perspective, I think we learned from that. We grew through that. You know, I also look back and in February I married Vicky, and that was like an amazing weekend and honeymoon. Yeah. You know, I've been working on the leadership development things that I wanted to do at Disney, and that sort of progressed into not a full-time role yet, but into a thing where I've done two emerging leader classes. So graduated around 40 future leaders from yeah. 3 month programs.
Done
two DISC workshops, and so put somewhere around 80, 85 people, I think, we've done our DISC assessments, right?
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. that's good. So, you know, I've been developing myself and developing my skills, but developing others at the same time.
Absolutely.
And so there's a lot there to be grateful for. And then, you know, we've gone through and grown, and we've had ups and downs, but I think we've got more ups than downs. And I also think, like, with the goal setting, if we had achieved every goal that we'd set ourselves this year, we probably weren't stretching ourselves enough.
I couldn't agree more. And you know what, if you look back too, I mean, yeah, it's been a great year. I've had referrals and new business and new opportunities and, you know, multiple series of workshops. We've already booked clients for 2024. Mm-hmm. I've already booked something for next September next September, with an existing client that I've done three or four workshops for now. They've booked me again for next year, and I've got some contacts. I got a business card right here of somebody that I need to reach out to and book something for their June management retreat, because this past year I wasn't available, so we postponed, and you know, they did something else this year, and we'll do something next year with them. So you're right, if we had achieved, I don't think we would have stretched. And that just sort of leads me to this. I'm reading a book right now, and it's really good, but it's one of the quotes in it. He says it's this is a different one than I told you about, but it's as though there's a gravitational pull towards mediocrity.
Yes.
And I think just going back to, you know, how we are looking for that client that is looking to actually seriously put in the work and grow themselves and their organization. And we've said it before, we don't want to work with everybody. Mm-mm. You know, I would rather say no to somebody then have somebody come in that's not really going to be interested or really buy into right. the program. And I think that we discovered that when we tried to launch a few different programs this year. But you're right, we've grown drastically. We've written content, we've created programs, we ran a sales and leadership program for an organization with over 140 people through the program for, you know, a full year. There's been lots of great things that mm-hmm. happened, but you're right. Even with that program we did with people, we saw people, the gravity was pulling them towards mediocrity.
Yeah.
They weren't fully invested.
Yeah.
And that saddens me in a way, but it's also, you know, we found people that are fully invested, and that makes me happy.
Mm-hmm. And look at the potential that is there that we, do you know what I mean? If there was, If most people were already striving and achieving what they wanted to do and being forward thinking, there would be less room for the growth that we're looking to achieve.
Yeah, exactly.
And again, personally, professionally, but also really our purpose of giving back to others, right? To helping others to advance and be the best they can be, right? To add in value there. There is so much potential. And even if it's like 1% of the population, 1% of the population of North America is an awful lot of people.
That's right.
Right? 1% of the businesses of, mm-hmm. of North America is an awful lot of businesses.
Right.
And I think the like you say, where the pull to mediocrity is is really where people give up, right? And it would be easy, if we're honest, it would be easy for us to give up. It would be easy for us just to do our let's call them 9-to-5 jobs. They're not 9-to-5, but just do those jobs, not do these podcasts, just say, do you know what? Why do we bother? Well, here's the thing. We bother because it grows us too.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
I honestly think without our sort of, is virtually weekly. Sometimes we miss the meet because of other commitments. But you know, let's say we've done 40 podcasts this bit and met 40 times, right? Mm-hmm. And what we talk about in those 40 interactions is benefiting us in our mindset, right? Absolutely. And our mind shift.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And you know what? And I think that that the benefit that we get out of just talking, right? And this is the power of the mastermind, right? Chris and I walk away from these podcasts at the end of every episode and go, wow, I learned a little bit something more about that. Or I feel energized and ready to take on the world, so to speak. So, but yeah, let's switch topics for a minute, because we're about 11 minutes in and we want to spend like Chris has mentioned before, the windshield is larger than the rearview mirror for a reason, mm-hmm. because you're heading in that direction. And we want to look forward to 2024. Before I say that, I want to encourage you, reflect back on your 2023, folks. Mm-hmm. You know, what were some of the wins? What were maybe some of the losses that you learned something through, right? That, you know, that, you know, now I can grow and I can do this better or more effective next year. But reflect on 2023 and then start thinking towards 2024. I don't want you to set a New Year's resolution, because about 80% of people give up on the New Year's resolution by the end of January. So let's set some real hard goals and targets. But here's a quote again from that book. Your imagination is not a toy, it's a tool. The future is waiting for those with the courage to create it. Mm-hmm. What are you going to be courageous about and create for your 2024?
And there's a caveat to that as well, Al? I mean, Walt Disney would say, if you can dream it, you can do it. Mm-hmm. And to a degree is right, but I also think if you just dream it, it's not going to happen on its own.
No.
Right. The world is full of dreamers that don't ever achieve.
Yeah.
Right. The ones that achieve are the ones that dream, and then they start doing it. They take action. Mm-hmm. Right. And we've talked about that before, and we're the same. Right. We can talk about all these great plans and we can dream them, but if we never actually do anything about them, it's not going to work. The other thing that I would say, if we, you know, as our reflection, and we've been honest with ourselves, there is sometimes we dream and we dream too much. And we dream too broad, right?
Right.
And we try and do everything at once and find that we're diluting ourselves. Yeah. So, you know, from our perspective, we're narrowing down that, right? And we want to go deep rather than wide.
Yeah.
And I would say that's the same for everybody. We should be looking to do that. But you're right. You have to understand, where are you now before you can move forward? So that means you have to reflect back to say, what have I done? What did I enjoy? What didn't I enjoy? You know, what did I learn from wins? What did I learn from failures? What failures haven't I learned from, and what can I learn from them now? Right. Yeah. And spend that time establishing a foundation and a base, and then say, okay, based on that, no pun intended, but where am I going to go now? What is my grand vision? And then it's like, what's my next step?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, obviously the A in our bar stands for action, right?
Yes.
What action are you going to take in 2024 to reach those dreams and goals, desires that you have? I know that with me, I think one of the things I need to do, Chris, and I'm going to say it out right now, is just consistency in certain areas, right? I've always been transparent with everybody on this podcast, right? Mm-hmm. One of my biggest downfalls is TV. I love watching TV. I love movies. There's a few shows that my wife and I, you know, watch religiously, for lack of a better term, but I find myself getting trapped in it's so easy now with streaming platforms, because just play the next episode. And then the next thing you know, it's like, wait a minute, what did I do with my evening? And not that there's anything wrong with doing that, But like with anything, in moderation, right?
Right.
When it becomes a habit of becoming, you know, multiple times a week, where I've allowed that episode, next episode to play, then I'm starting to realize that maybe I have, and I'm not saying that I do that all the time. I don't. I do a lot of reading and trying to work on myself, but I can see myself falling into the trap of TV very easily because it's very easy to go to. And I enjoy it, especially after, you know, a large project or lots of work that needs to be done or a stressful day. It's nice to sit down and, you know, put the feet up and watch something.
But you need that, Al, right? Everybody needs that. Yeah. This I think is really where, you know, prioritizing, scheduling and so on comes into play, right? And I know I have to do it with my fitness, right? If I don't have a 5K, a 10K, a half marathon, whatever booked, I tend not to like exercise. Mm-hmm. And then when I book it, then I'll focus and I'll do that. Well, I need to do that all of the time, right? Because if I don't, certainly when you get to a certain age and you know, we're in the third quarter of our life now, we put on pounds a lot easier than we lose them.
Really, right? Hadn't noticed.
Yeah, well, yes, that's why I only have the sort of the waist.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you don't sit here down.
Right. And so that's part of my reflection in the last week or so is thinking back to when I was at my most productive. I was doing what I teach the emerging leaders and soon a leadership academy about prioritizing and scheduling.
Right.
You know, and I do it at work, but what I haven't been doing is doing it in at home. Mm-hmm. Right. Now I know that certain things like, you know, I have the first and third Wednesday of the month, I have a call with a couple of that I've been working with for 5 years on generally a Wednesday night, right? We do our podcast, not always every week. Sometimes it fluctuates, like tonight we're recording on a Tuesday just because of things. But I like to have things scheduled. And I know that if I have things scheduled, I will do the Tony Robbins sort of where your focus goes, your energy flows, right? So I know that I'm focusing on one thing.
Right.
And, you know, the Robin Sharma sort of process of the 60-10 where you're scheduling blocks of time and you're doing something. I will do it where I'll schedule a block of time for working out, right? A block of time for recording podcasts, a block of time for other work, a block of time for reading, but I'll also schedule blocks of time for like date night or movie night or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And people might look at it and say, wow, that's a little bit cold. It's not. It's making sure that you allocate that time because it's important. All right.
Yeah. And it's things like what's your priority, right? What are your priorities? And for me, like, you're right, time with Marge, my wife, is very important to me. Yeah. And we usually it's the Saturday evenings or the Sunday evenings, which are our time. I don't do business. I don't do work. We're together doing something. But weeknights, right? And my Outlook calendar is my favorite, is my best friend because everything goes into there.
Yeah.
And that way I'm not missing anything. And I'm also setting reminders for myself. And, you know, so folks, you know, use your phones, use the tools that you have with, you know, available to you to schedule that time to exercise, to read. I mean, even if you schedule 15 or if you're not a reader now, schedule 15 or 20 minutes a day to pick up a book on, you know, on a topic that you're interested in growing yourself in.
Mm-hmm.
And read. And I mean, if you read 10 pages a day, you're going to read a book a month,
right?
More than a book a month on average, because most books aren't 300 pages these days.
Yeah.
Right?
No, it's true. And if his thing, I guarantee the majority of people, if you don't schedule things, you won't get half as much done. Right.
Yeah.
And then you'll get to like this time next year and you'll be reflecting back and going, oh, I wish I'd done that. I really wanted to do that. What if I'd done that? I'm not going to be in that position next year, right?
No,
and we won't be as a you know, with our partnership either, because we'll make sure we do these things.
We make the changes and corrections to the things we allowed to slip by this year and work and focus on it next year. And I read, so I can't remember who said it now, but it was somebody famous. And it's, if you don't control your calendar, somebody else will.
Right.
Or something else will. Right. Yeah. So you're going to fill the time with something.
Yep.
So it's better you fill it with the stuff that you want to do and right. need to do in order to maintain relationships or your employment or your personal growth and development. We want to challenge you to examine how are you going to spend your time in 2024? What needs your focus? And maybe what needs less of your focus? Okay, because it's important too to cut things out that are not high value return items for you.
Right, right. And now maybe in the early new year, we do a teaching on this in one of our Raise Your Bars Facebook groups, because I think there's going to be value to it. We can add value to people there. It's going to be like a 15, 20 minute teaching, just to high level. But I think it will benefit you.
Absolutely.
You know, we do it as part of our programs for the businesses we're going to work with and individuals we work with, but we'll give you a taster for it. Just because I think you'll benefit from it as listeners. So.
Yeah. I mean, the businesses that we're working with, the new company we're working with, we're starting in January with them. The owners will go through an entire program on it's Time Mastery for Busy Professional.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 4-part program that helps them manage effectively manage their time or their priorities to make sure they're getting done what they need to get done to help them grow themselves, their teams, their organizations. Right. So, let's do that. So, and speaking of the Raise Your Bars Facebook group, if you are listening to this podcast, search Raise Your Bars. We have Legacy Creators, which is specifically for men over 40. We're just sort of feeling our way around that program right now. It's something that will happen in the near future. I think it's going to be really good for men specifically over 40 that are maybe drifting in life a little bit, not sure of the next direction they should take. We also have the Raise Your Bars Profit Accelerator, which is for business owners that really want to grow their businesses, and the Raise Your Bars Personal Growth Solutions, which is for everyone. Provided you're interested in personal growth. If you're not, then don't join, because
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Are we good? I think we're good.
I think we're good. Yep.
Yeah. So everyone, thank you. You know what? This is, again, we've been doing this podcast since April 2022.
Yep.
So, this is the end of our first full year doing it, and we're grateful for you. For tuning in, for listening, for downloading. And again, if you found value from this or any of the other ones, please share it with your friends, family, coworkers. We would be forever grateful on that. Reach out to us on social media with any comments. We'd also appreciate to hear from you. And we want to wish you an incredibly happy new year.
Yes.
2024, we hope that it brings you much joy and prosperity in whatever you set your hand to. We want to see you succeed in 2024. And regardless of what the news says or the economists say, there is opportunity out there.
Right.
So don't focus on the lack and the negative. Focus on the abundance and the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So happy new year, everyone. Thanks for tuning in.
Happy new year.